Fox Sports 1340 AM presents to you. WMER, Wrestling Marks of Excellence Radio, starring The Firm, J-Lo, Nephew, Corey, and Dr. D, bringing you the latest up-to-date information on professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now, live from the Fox Sports 1340 studios in Hopewell, Virginia.
Hey, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Wrestling Marks of Excellence here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Make sure if you're listening to us on one of those podcasts, where you get your podcasts at, make sure you leave a five-star review. Make sure you leave a comment in the comment section. But as always, I'm joined with the Wizard himself, Nephew Corey. What's going on, Wizard?
What's going on? I am on location, a.k.a. I'm in the car. Coming.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. We all got to get our places that we record this hours before game six of the WNBA. It's NBA finals. I'm thinking because I'm watching my WNBA stuff, and the Washington Mystics are doing a great job. So I'm not. Right. I'm hoping they get into WNBA finals. But anyway, before the NBA finals tonight, game six. Golden State Warriors taking on Toronto Raptors, but this is not the sports side of the station. It is sports, but we talk professional wrestling right now. But let's get into professional wrestling. A biggest story out there, and I'm not talking about Super Showdown that just happened. I'm not talking about The Undertaker, and I'm talking about Goldberg and his concussion, but I'm going to talk about Kofi Kingston and rumors having that Kofi Kingston may lose his title to Shane McMahon. And these are just rumors. There's nothing etched in stone. It's not fact yet. But I'm sure a lot of people on social media is talking about this. I've seen people talking about they boycotting the WWE if this happened. I saw one person in a group I'm in, like, I've been trying to cancel my WWE network and they won't let me do it. Wizard, I want to know your thoughts on this. If this goes off with Shane McMahon beating Kofi Kingston, what are your thoughts?
Well, people are going to hate me, but here's my logic with it. Shane's been actively competing pretty much since the Rumble. Pretty much since January, he's been an active competitor every week, pretty much. He's been on TV. So, I don't look at him as a McMahon behind the scenes with power, because if I'm not mistaken, I don't think he has any power backstage. I think he may, you know, offer a voice every now and then. But as far as holding a title behind the scenes, I think he's just a talent. So if he's just a talent and it fits storylines, then I honestly, I don't see too much of a problem with it. I mean, it would suck because of all people for Kofi to lose it to, it would be Shane McMahon. But if you're looking at the current roster, he's been as active as anybody else. Excuse me. So, yeah, I mean, if it happens, it happens. Honestly, I look at it as if it happens, he's pretty much just a placeholder, not a placeholder. He's the guy to give it to Roman. I mean, honestly, that's kind of the way I see it. And I see it as them doing it as Roman, a saving face for Roman being booed if he was the one that beat Kofi. I just feel as though they got to be careful with whoever Kofi loses it to, even if it is Shane. I don't think Roman doing it would do Roman any favors if he was the one that beat Kofi. I feel like it could be anybody else. It could be Kevin Owens. It could be Daniel Bryan. It could be anybody else. But if it was Roman beating Kofi, it's like, okay. So you go to the next best thing, I guess, which is Shane McMahon. And it's weird because people hate Shane right now almost like how they hate Baron Corbin. And that's saying something because both of them have pretty substantial heat right now.
And Baron's hot, though, man. Baron Corbin.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. No, I mean this in a good way. Like, they're drawing the heat that you want them to draw. So Baron's... Honestly, Baron might be the most hated heel on the roster right now. He really might be. Other than, you got Brock Lesnar, but I don't classify that. As far as, like, the full-time performers, Baron Corbin is probably the most hated heel. So, I mean, I think it's a lock before he gets it. He's almost, and I know Chad Creed would hate me for this, Baron's almost more in line for a championship before Drew would get them. Drew McIntyre, that is.
Ooh.
I feel it. I do. It's something about Baron that it's like, oh, you hate Baron so much. But in the wrestling world, that's what you want. You want a guy that people want to pay to come see get beat up. And Drew, I mean, you want to see Drew get beat up too. He's playing the heel role well too, but I don't think he has as much heat as Baron Corbin does. I really don't.
I think Drew has the heat. I think he's getting the heat now with this whole series or whole feud with Roman Reigns that's dating back way before WrestleMania, because this feud has been going on for several months now. Before WrestleMania, where where Drew gave Roman a apparent concussion on one of his first Raws back leukemia.
Dare I say, this really goes back last summer, almost at the end of last summer. Goes all the way back to Braun aligning himself with Drew and Lashley.
Yeah.
So this has been going on almost a year, which silently, this is one of the better kind of build-ups because it has been going on for so long.
It is. And, you know, and I think if Drew gets it, it's more believable than Shane. I mean, I know why Shane gets it, and you are dead on with your analysis about the fact that if Roman gets it, the booze will start all over again. Because right now, everybody loves Kofi Kingston right now. Kofi can't do any wrong. Kofi Kingston and R-Truth can't do any wrong in any company right now. You know what I'm saying? We'll get to that a little bit later with R-Truth and the 24/7 title. But they can't do anything wrong right now. So if Roman got it, it would be so much booze for Roman. Kofi has to drop it to a true heel. It is not Dolph Ziggler. Yeah. It has to be a true heel, whether it's a Daniel Bryan again, which they're doing their tag team thing, or is it Drew McIntyre, like I mentioned, or if it's Shane McMahon.
I wouldn't mind if it was Drew. It's just something about, you know, with the stuff coming out, it seems like it's going to be Shane McMahon. And, I mean, Drew also has the heat. He does. But it's something about him being aligned with Shane right now. It's like his singles push is being maybe a tad bit halted for a second. Just because now he's like Shane's head henchman, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of like, okay, we see the role Drew's in currently. Here's something for you to ponder about. What is the purpose of you giving Shane a win over Roman if you're not going to do anything further with
him? True. I mean,
that's why I kind of can see if they give the title to Shane, I can kind of see the premise behind it.
And
because
it's like,
why do you have him be, you know, top 2-3 face in the company if there's no payoff for it?
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is Shane McMahon got a win over Roman Reigns at the Super Showdown in Jada. If you do not know, that was the win that Shane McMahon got over Roman Reigns, which with the help of, again, Drew McIntyre. So that's all in the mix there. And I can see where they're going with that. And it would be easier for Roman to get the title off of Shane McMahon than, like I said, we said a Kofi Kingston or maybe, you know, Shane McMahon, or I don't know if they want to do this where you have Drew McIntyre turn on Shane McMahon, because I don't think Drew is a good face at all.
No, not right now.
No, so not right now. So you wouldn't see that. So, but I think Shane McMahon being world champion to me is not a bad thing. They could do much worse. They could do much worse. Trust me, they could do much worse.
If you have Shane win it and then Roman takes it from Shane, then you can have Drew avenge it for Shane and Shane helps Drew win it.
Right. And
that's where you go. Because I see, and I think in our group chat, I think Champ Creed alluded to something along the lines of you might as well just give it to Drew instead, taking it from Kofi. And I get that. But my situation with that is, like I just said, you're missing an entire payoff with Shane McMahon beating Roman. Because it's like, okay, what did you even have Roman lose it for if you're not going to have him, if you're not going to have the payoff from it? Similar to what happened pretty much last year with Braun losing Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
And partially that's probably because Roman got sick. So that's probably the reason why that kind of fell by the wayside. But there was really no payoff to Braun losing the Money in the Bank. So.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't have a payoff of Braun losing the Money in the Bank because everybody wanted to see Braun to be a champion, but I think WWE just didn't have faith in Braun at the time. You know,
I don't really see when they ever have faith in him right about now, to be honest. It seems like he's always so start and go they're always so start and go when it comes to him.
But you know, he's fallen off, and that's some of that might be backstage politics or things that he's done backstage, you know, that they can't find it. Let's be honest. They really, if we look at on SmackDown roster, how many heels are they really? You know, when you look at heels, that could be world champions, you know? That's one of the things I got to look at. We just can't say throw it on anybody, but because you want your champion to be a qualified heel, and you want it to be a good storyline. I mean, you have Kevin Owens. Yes, you can do Kevin Owens. We can't do Daniel Bryan right now because he is in the tag team division situation. And then Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre, your best two right there. You're not going to do Sami Zayn. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I do know we have the wild card rule. I just don't see a wild card person being a champion. I just don't see it happening.
Honestly, I think when all else fails, you could still throw it on Kevin Owens. I just think Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, those are kind of your next level guys where you may not think of them as main event, but those are your guys that could be world champions, really.
Yeah. And, I mean, Samoa Joe, yes, the U.S. title, but, again, they're not doing anything with Samoa Joe. This wild card thing to me, and I know we're jumping around a little bit, the wild card thing to me, it just takes more time away from people on TV. We finally saw Zack Ryder. I mentioned last week's show. We finally saw Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins, but we saw them and lose the tag team titles to the Revival, which
right.
Been on...
I felt so bad for them, man.
Yeah.
It was like, we finally see y'all on TV as the tag champions, and y'all lose. Like, what are we supposed to do with that? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and that was my thing, you know. You put them on there, they haven't been on TV. I knew when I saw the match, I like, these cats, these Bama's about to lose this title tonight.
Yeah, he didn't know to who, but you definitely knew they were losing them. There was no way.
Yeah,
I'd have been shocked if they'd have won. Just because of the way they had booked them, I'd have been shocked if they had won that match.
Yeah, just the way they've been booked, not seeing it. And so I think WWE has an issue, and I'm not turning this to a WWE issue show. The issue of putting things in perspective, or what people are they doing right now, with their characters, you know, what are they doing? Who are they gonna put where? If Kofi, you know, Kofi been in Ghana, we know that he beat Dolph Ziggler the other night at the Super Showdown. Okay, they have another match slated, supposed to be a cage match, am I not mistaken, for later on at a Stomping Grounds. So okay, now when he finishes Dolph Ziggler, how is Shane McMahon getting into that? That's what I want to see, the storyline progression. And I think that's a lot of fans' problem, Ron. They can't see the storyline.
Yeah. I think Shane McMahon, Kofi, if it happens, I think that happens at SummerSlam. I think that's so weird to say. That's going to be a headlining match at SummerSlam. And I really think Shane McMahon gets it if it comes on that stage.
Yeah, it won't be a long title ring. I'm put it that way.
Not at all. No, he might lose it. He could very well lose it that next SmackDown. Let alone maybe a month from then. It's not gonna be. No, you're 100% right. It won't be a long title ring. It won't.
So
Kofi
just,
will get his rematch, and they'll go from there.
So we're just saying now that with this Shane McMahon and Kofi situation, that we're just going to count it that Brock Lesnar is going to go ahead and face Seth Rollins, that it won't be a switch anywhere. I'd rather see Brock cash in on Kofi in some instance.
Yeah. That's a plausible one, actually. And it seems like that's the screwdriver they'll throw in, or the wrench they'll throw in plan, that you could say. Because it seems like it's been so focused on Brock Seth, that it's going to end up being Brock and Kofi.
Yeah. And I mean, I couldn't see that, meaning to me, that wouldn't be a bad screwdriver job or a bad job if you threw.
If Fox really wants big stars and they want like a Brock Lesnar on there, that title's going to Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah. That title is definitely going to Brock Lesnar, some shape, form, how, way. Whichever way he wants to get it, Brock Lesnar is going to get that title. And fans just going to have to go ahead and put up with it and be happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks because a lot of people aren't happy with the way WWE is creatively, and I get that because I hear the arguments from all over, but sometimes either if you're really not going to watch, just don't watch, or you just have to suck it up and to see what's coming up on the pike. You're never going to please everybody. You can't please everybody. So some stuff is going to make some people mad, and some stuff won't.
Yeah.
I mean, your heels, the heels are the heels.
It is, you know, and when you talk about storylines and either heels, you're not. I want to get to this one because WWE, to me, I think sometimes trolls the fans, especially with this iconic situation, with the iconic being tag team champions and not doing anything. Maybe just me, but I want you guys to, you know, chime in on Twitter at WME Podcast and let us know. I think WWE is making the iconic wrestle nobodies in a way to troll Sasha Banks. I'm just starting really convinced this, that, you know what, because they're wrestling jobbers, they lose every week, and the tag team titles are not going anywhere. Or either Sasha Banks knew it was going this way, and that's why she was totally upset at the fact that they were going to lose to Iconics, because the women's tag team titles are one of those titles like, really? And I love the Iconics. Don't get me wrong.
Here's the thing, G-Lo, where they messed up, there's enough competition. They're not traveling these women anywhere. That's the problem. They should have been on NXT. They should have been on Raw. They should have been on SmackDown. They could have went to the UK. Like, that belt was made to be moved around, like, consistently. They could have done a couple of shots at NXT for a taping. They could have done Raw. They could have done SmackDown. They could have went over the pond for a shot. You know, that's where I think one of Sasha's rights are, that this belt was supposed to be defended everywhere to be established, and it wasn't.
Yeah, because they put it on the Iconics. Not saying Iconics can't wrestle. They're decent.
The problem is the Iconics. It would have been treated this way no matter who they put the belt on, which is the problem.
So even with Sasha and them, you believe that they wouldn't have traveled to NXT or to SmackDown?
Sasha and Bayley would have. That's why I'm saying the problem.
Okay, got you.
They would have traveled them around, which would have worked. The fact that they're not traveling, the Iconics draw heat. And all you got to do is travel them around. There's enough competition everywhere, and they have enough of a sly background to have them lose. I mean, have them win dirty, you know what I mean, or barely escape. So the time was there. Somebody's just not booking it right.
Yeah, they're definitely not booking them right. And then you got to get women tag teams, you know, that are relevant right now, that's on the roster. Because right now, to me, outside of Sasha, I mean, outside of Bayley being the champion, outside of Becky Lynch, and outside of Charlotte Flair, I don't see any other women. Even Ember Moon fell off a little bit. I don't see any other women. I want to use the term that we've been using for the men, trying to go grab that brass ring.
Okay, right.
I don't see them trying to push them or have great matches to go get it. And everybody talks about the women's revolution is hot. I think the women's revolution has calmed down a little bit since Ronda Rousey left.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That's after WrestleMania, it kind of quieted down a little bit. It did.
I mean, you could do something with Sonya. You could do something with Sonya Deville. You could do something with Mandy Rose, Liv Morgan. I'm here now back on the road traveling and doing some things. Yeah, I mean, you could do something with Carmella and try to build her back up. Now, I like what Carmella's at with R-Truth. That's good there, even though I see something coming down the line with that, maybe her grabbing a 24/7 title herself. But, you know, there's a lot of women on the roster they can develop. And I think the problem WWE's having right now is developing new stars. They have talent, but they haven't developed any new stars. And this is the opportunity after WrestleMania where you start developing new stars on that road to SummerSlam.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Absolutely.
You know, and they're not focusing on your Sonya Deville's. And I like Sonya Deville. I think she could be a good player. Your Mandy Rose's. Even give your Naomi another shot. Because Yeah, right. Stagnant on Raw, she's one to me that you can always build back up. Ember Moon, who's came back from injury, let her have a shot.
Yeah, that one hurt. I mean, no pun intended, but that one hurt in the sense of I think they were going to push her before she got hurt.
Right.
And the timing fell off. That's what I think. I really do.
If we look at it again, Asuka. You know, Kairi Sane, you have women. There are women there, but once again, I don't know if it's writers. I don't know if it's somebody saying veto in it. It is something. If you want to maintain the women division, let it stay hot. And right now, they're not even talking about an Evolution 2. And that made me think about it watching Ronda Rousey on 24/7. We're getting closer to the summers here, and October was with Evolution 1. They're not even, to me right now, if they had to do an Evolution, what would you put in there? You don't have Sasha. Well, you don't have Sasha.
They're not talking about it because it's not listed. It's not even listed as a pay-per-view.
Right. It's not even going to happen because you ain't got no key players. You ain't got no Ronda. You ain't got no Nia Jax. You don't have no Sasha Banks right now. Becky Lynch fell off her heat. It ain't white hot anymore. And I'm not saying because of her, because she don't have any dance partners. People are tired of seeing Charlotte and Sasha and Bailey. I mean, Charlotte and Becky Lynch.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, you got all these women on the brain.
Yeah, all these women on the brain, man. But these matches, but I mean, I like Lacey Evans. Continue to do fire with her. You know, you can do fire with Charlotte. Bailey right now is a Women's SmackDown champion. Let her have a good feud with somebody. You know?
Well, I think she's about to have it with Alexa, and I think she's about to turn heel. That's just my opinion. I think Bayley's about to turn heel. I really do.
And that'd be great. I think that'd be great. Alexa right now is doing great as face. People are loving Alexa Bliss as face. And I think it's different for Alexa Bliss. Let Bayley be the heel in this situation and let him go at it. And if Sasha Banks ever come back, or as rumors have it, that she decides to come back this summer, let Sasha Banks be the face, Bayley be the heel, and we finally get Sasha and Bayley at SummerSlam.
Yeah, because you know what? You know what's funny? What's interesting is that I think Sasha wants to be a heel, and if they bring her back, I don't think fans will allow her to be a heel. I think the fans will cheer her to where even if she tries to say something, it's not going to matter. She's going to still, because I think some of the fans are kind of aware of the situation with her. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, she's living her best life right now. If you follow her on Instagram, she's living her best life, and I'm not even mad at her. But at the same time, if she comes back and heals, she's gonna have to do something devastating to Bayley. like beat her up and put her out. You know, go to a crowbar on her ankle, go Nancy Kerrigan, something where it's devastating enough that the fans have to be able to boo Sasha Banks when she come back. I love Sasha Banks, but right now I'm missing her a little bit. A couple weeks ago, I mentioned on the show I wasn't missing her. I'm just missing her because I want to see some new stuff in the women's division because we don't have Ronda Rousey.
I can agree with that. Absolutely.
Just something. Give me something. Give me a little bit something different that's there. You know, so we just a little test there on WWE where things are going to move. But I do like some of the direction they're going on. NXT is doing great in that division. I think that we had that conversation last week, show how NXT is a separate brand from the main roster. And they are three separate writing groups. There's still some people that we haven't seen. Bring a Buddy Murphy in to switch that to switch that bad boy up. You know, maybe just now, maybe I'm gonna ask you this: if a Luke Harper is healthy and he's disgruntled with the way his character is going and some of the product is getting stale, why don't they write something different for Luke Harper and put him in a storyline that he can see, show who he really is? Because you don't want your talent to leave.
Because here's the thing: because of him voicing his displeasure, it almost will look like they're giving in. They're not going to give that power up. That gives him the upper hand, and he gives the talent the confidence to get an upper hand, meaning that they would eventually kind of rally to say, "Hey, if Luke Harper did it, I can voice my displeasure. Maybe they'll give in for me." They're not trying to have a mutiny all the way around. So, no, I don't. Yeah, he can't do that for him. Sucks, but they won't do that for him.
But they may do it for Sasha when she comes back.
Yeah, but on the scale, I mean, and this is no disrespect to Luke Harper, but Sasha's a little bit bigger of a deal than Luke Harper right now.
I do that. I give you that much. I do give you that. Yeah. You know, and what I want to go to, another thing I want to go to, that's been happening a lot in the wrestling world as of late, and I want your opinion on this. We go to a lot of shows, whether it's indie shows, whether it's WWE shows, whether it's AEW shows, like Champ Creed was at last week. What is the role of a wrestling fan as a wrestler? Because we've seen a lot of things in the last week about wrestling fans crossing the line, going too far, talking, degrading the wrestling stars, getting pulled backstage like the fan did at Ring of Honor. We saw a fan spit on a female wrestler this week, you know. What is too far as a wrestling fan for you?
Well, you already explained the line. I already know what you're about to ask. What's too far as a fan? You already explained it. Once you start going physically degrading with such a spitting and stuff beyond the realm of the storyline, you can feel when it's animosity towards the character and when it's somebody just being plain malicious to the person. Like, you can say things, you can, you know, rattle a wrestler, you can heckle them from the seats. You can do all that. But once you start, you know, you know what that line is. You're not fooling nobody. You know what that line is. You know what it is.
Yeah, and I think as a wrestler, you know what it is. And so I think a lot of wrestlers sometimes allow alcohol to get involved and they lose control. You know, they go over the barrier. Like you see in baseball games, the guy who takes his clothes off and run naked on the field, or the guy in football games who wants to be the superstar and he starts running 100 yards. I think wrestling fans sometimes want to be too much part of the show. Be a fan. Boo who you need to be booed. Cheer who you need to cheer. But when it comes to the personal insults, back and forth, and we've seen both incidents, in which I don't like, both incidents were men attacking women.
Yeah.
And I think that, to me, was made disgusting for me, was this is a grown man who is going back and forth with a woman, you know, and then you wait till she turns her back and spits, or you're going back and forth with a woman, and then when her boyfriend calls you to the back, you have nothing to say. Now you're a gentle fan at that point. Don't cross the line. If you don't say it to your mother, don't say it to the female wrestlers, and definitely you wouldn't say it to a male wrestler that was there because you might have thought you were going to get jacked up or beat up. That's one of the issues that I have with some wrestling fans, and we've seen some fans who go just a little too far, and you want to tell that fan, shh, be quiet, keep it down, or hey man, hey, that's not a good thing to do. That's not a good look. So if you're a wrestling fan listening to this show, hey, just be a wrestling fan. Pay your ticket, pay your money, get your ticket, go to your seat, cheer who you want to cheer, boo who you want to boo. But all the extra getting the wrestlers' faces, just stick your hand out, shake a wrestler's hand, because you may catch one day who is really in their feelings, and you may catch a beat down.
Right.
You may definitely catch a beat down. Hey, we're going to wrap this, get ready to wrap this up. But before we leave, we'll do our new segment of the show, Which Is Better? Which Is Better? We brought this back a couple weeks ago, Which Is Better? And I want your thoughts. You was there. Which match between The Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, in your opinion, was the best one?
Oh, WrestleMania 25. It's not even close. It's not even close.
I've heard people say the other one was better too. 25 to me was the best one. Don't get me wrong. 25 to me was the best one. But I've heard people make arguments for the other one with Shawn Michaels.
26.
And I heard people make Arizona. Because 26 was real good. 25 because 26 was the one.
25 was the one. 26 was really good. 26 will always not be as good as 25 because you knew what was coming with 26. You knew Shawn was losing. So it takes away from the performance was great, but the emotional investment, it just wasn't the same as 25. 25, Shawn could have legit won that. He could have.
And yeah, and one thing I liked about 25 too, that was right there when you, that was one of the moments where you legitimately thought the streak was going to end. And because they had built up the streak the whole time. And in my mind, and this is just me being the wrestling fan, that when Shawn, that anybody was going to break the streak, it was going to be Shawn Michaels. You know, that the Mr. WrestleMania, the sexy boy, whatever you want to call him, name that you want to give him. That this guy right here, if nobody else was going to do it, it wasn't going to be John Cena at the time, it wasn't going to be Randy Orton, it wasn't going to be Batista, it was going to be Shawn Michaels. And they went out there and they put on a show. But with 26, knowing that Shawn was going to retire, you know, I still suspended my disbelief that, you know what, they might just pull the trigger on Shawn Michaels. They might just let Shawn get it. But I agree with you, 25, I saw that argument somewhere online this week, people were asking, you know, like 26 or 25. To me, had to be 25. 25. To me, the first one is always better. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen too many matches where the second one topped the first one.
Maybe
the ladder match, TLC 2 with the Dudley Boys.
That's a great one, actually, G-Lo. TLC 2 is the one. TLC 1 was great. TLC 2, I think the stage of it being at WrestleMania, that would be one. That would be one.
And that's the only one I can think of right now. If y'all listening to us out there think that watch a second match that was better than the first match, please let us know on Instagram, Twitter, any social media. Leave it in our pod and leave a comment. Let us know which second match of a big match was better than the first one, because the only one I could think of was TLC 2 being better than TLC 1, and 25, once again, was better than 26.
Here's another one. Rock Austin 2. Same situation. Rock Austin 2 was better than Rock Austin 1.
I might do a little bit.
Actually, 2 and 3 were better than 1. For real, to me. But we'll go into that another time.
Well, yeah, we'll go into that because one was because of the Intercontinental Championship, right? And two was...
No. One really I consider to be WrestleMania 15. Two 15? I consider
to be
the WrestleMania main event.
Okay, gotcha. But yeah, so which one is better in our opinion? WrestleMania 25 is better than WrestleMania 26. And with it, let me get your closing thoughts right here, man. We're going to get up out of here. We're going to do this again next week, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to the show. Make sure you leave a 5-star review. Make sure you also leave a comment and also share with your friends. Let them know about the Wrestling Marks of Excellence, which you can hear each and every week, whether you're listening to us on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM 96.9 FM or you're listening to us via podcast or wherever you get your podcast. Make sure you subscribe and make sure you share. Wizard, take us home.
Hey, if you're not confirmed, consider yourself denied.
End of story, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Catch you next week.